College football tonight. The eyes of the nation will be on Acrisure Stadium. 7:30 kickoff. Pitt hosts Syracuse. And joining us, legendary broadcaster for the University of Pittsburgh, the one and only Bill Hillgrove. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. You and I and Paul have been in this business before you could see people on the radio. And you can check out that live stream at kdkradio.com. So excited for tonight. We have a 6-0 Pitt team against a 5-1 Syracuse team that's streaking. And they have, like we have at Pitt, a really good quarterback.
Kyle McCord, the transfer from Ohio State, is as advertised. And you heard Pat Narduzzi on Monday say that, hey, if you're not a Pitt fan or a Syracuse fan, if you're a quarterback fan, get a ticket to see this guy because he is pretty special. 19 touchdowns thrown. They're 55% on third down. The Panthers' defense has its work cut out.
Yeah, Bill, I was just reading here that Syracuse has the second-best third-down conversion rate in the country. That's going to be a big down for the Panthers tonight.
Absolutely, and I think one of the Pitt corners said it best. He said, we have to make him come off his first read because if he has his first read, especially with a medium pass, he throws darts. And so we got to get him to come off that first read to go elsewhere, and maybe that gives other people time to get in his grill. So that's going to be one of the keys, that money down.
Well, I asked Panthers head coach Pat Narduzzi about McCord.
Coach, when you evaluate McCord, you think he's the best pocket passer that you've seen? Obviously, with his stats, maybe the best in the country?
Yeah, I think he's really good. I mean, there's a few things that make him really good. I mean, they're the second best passing offense in the country. That tells you right there. I mean, and it's not just a quarterback. He's got tools to throw to. You know, he's got the Meeks kid from Georgia transfer. Gadsden is a big tight end that he loves him as a target. The Pina kid, number two, who's also a punt returner. I mean, they're athletic. I mean, they've got, and they make the catches. I mean, they catch everything that's thrown their way. So that makes him impressive. You know, the most impressive thing is what he does on third down. I think maybe top five third down teams in the country of converting third downs.
Yeah, so Bill, it's going to be fun to watch these two battle it out and see how Pitt's defense responds to Syracuse and vice versa, because even though the Panthers are 6-0, their defense and special teams bailed them out in the last game against California, and Eli Holstein didn't have the game he usually has that he demonstrated in the first five. So we'll see if they can kind of fix whatever issues they were having.
I think he'll bounce back from that performance. I just thought it was an aberration. And, you know, one thing about Eli, he's got that, you know, eraser in his head. The last play, let's go on to the next one. And I think as a young player, and he is a redshirt freshman, but, you know, he's only in his seventh game as a college player, especially at this level. He has to, you know, not try to make the play, just try to make a play. And I think he's understanding that better now, and I think we'll see it tonight. I really do.
You know, Bill, that's an interesting comment you've just made about Eli, because I was looking earlier at a comparison of the quarterbacks. McCord with Syracuse is second in the nation in passing yards per game. They throw the ball a lot, but Eli is sixth in total offense. Sixth.
Yeah, well, that's what you're going to see tonight. It shapes up as a shootout. But both defenses can be stingy. I think Syracuse at 30% is among the nation's leaders in holding the opposition to, you know, minimal plays on the money down. And so let's see which team is going to emerge. I can't see this being a replay of last year where Syracuse just ran the ball at will. I think they had 382 yards rushing up at Yankee Stadium, and that's 6 yards a carry. I don't see that happening tonight.
What is happening tonight, we're going to recognize Larry Fitzgerald entering the College Football Hall of Fame. It's Fitzgerald bobblehead night too, Bill.
And I have the chance at noon at the Student Union for a handful of select students, leaders, to have a question and answer with Larry. So I get to moderate that, and it'll be great to be with him.
That's awesome.
Fine young man.
He's about as good a person and was an incredible athlete, obviously, Hall of Fame worthy. And also, I'm going to get to meet the new AD. Alan Green will be in the house tonight.
Yep, and I think that'll be very special. All my friends at Tennessee speak highly of Alan. I think he's in step with the modern landscape of college athletics, and I think that augurs well for the University of Pittsburgh.
All right, Bill, as always, thank you. We'll see you tonight at Acrisure.
H2P.
Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show, and looking forward to 7:30 kickoff, Pitt and Syracuse.